Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Waiver Wire Week 4. Let's talk to the pros. Welcome in, everybody, to Fantasy Pros. This is the Fantasy Football Podcast. It is me, Joey P, Joe Pizzapia, and today it's all about the waiver wire. It's week four already. Can you believe it? And I know for some of you, maybe week three was a little rough. Maybe you felt like, I don't know, Ken Dorsey in a box throwing things. Maybe you felt like somebody punted a ball somewhere where the sun don't shine. But maybe, just maybe, it was a good week for you. But regardless, it's time to hit that wire again. Joining me is Derek Brown, D-Bro, a.k.a. the King of Bros. And, of course, one of my favorite people, one of the great Joes of the world, Joe Dolan, managing editor of Fantasy Points and also Sirius XM Fantasy hosts. Gentlemen, it's week four. It's the waiver wire. We're back again. And D-Bro, I just want to stay for the record. I was glad on Sunday we didn't make the bet. At the end of the day, the old man did outscore the young man. So Tua was behind Rodgers and Brady after all. There you go.
I know. All right, all on the L. All on the L. So, I told you I'd do it, Joe. Okay. I told you I'd do it. But I do want to point out here that when it came down to it, you backed out of the bed, okay? So you can't do too much victory laughing right now, okay?
Are you wearing anything? Are you wearing the lay that I said you would have to wear if indeed you lost the wager? No, you're not wearing it.
Okay.
I was
going to
wear
old
man glasses for the whole show, which I might have to anyway because it is my birthday and I'm another year older. Joe Dolan, how do you like to celebrate birthdays?
Hey, happy birthday, Joey. Thanks, buddy. I did see that on Facebook. We are pals. We're legitimate pals here.
Friends.
We're friends on Facebook. No, happy birthday. Thank you for reminding me. How do I like to celebrate birthdays? The way I like to celebrate any night. A couple glasses of whiskey, maybe some football highlights or live music on the television. I'm a man of simple pleasures.
I think I'm going to have a cocktail tonight. My plan is I bought a 100-foot screen, you know, this outdoor pop-up screen.
Oh, that's great.
We're going to do that. We're going to do a little movie outside tonight with the kiddos, a little fire pit. That's what I'm going for. That's my hope. Fingers crossed.
You going to DC? Where are you going, Joe? Marvel? Come on.
I have to go old school first Avengers movie, I think. That would be a fun outdoor movie, right?
Let's you're do not, that. You're not projecting the pick. Cowboys and Giants game up onto the screen?
Well, I think the only winners from yesterday are the people who went to bed Sunday night and did not stick around for that Sunday night game. Those are the real winners.
Well, to be fair, Dan Orlovsky is a winner too, okay? He's now not only the only guy that ran out the back of an end zone, to be fair.
To be fair. All right, let's talk about some more winners too, because we're giving away a Jalen Hurts autographed jersey. That's right. Thanks to our good pals at pristineauction.com. This can be yours. Now, what you need to do is go leave a review of the podcast or subscribe on our social media channels. So there's so many of them. Follow us on the TikTok, on the Instagram, on the Twitter machine. Every time you do one of those things, you get another entry into the contest, including dropping the review of the pod. Go to fantasypros.com/contest to figure out how you can enter today to win that autographed Jalen Hurts jersey and get your entries in, because that is a nice looking jersey, let me tell you.
Top waiver pickups.
Today's show is brought to you by Sleeper, the Sleeper app, the place to be playing fantasy football this year and every year. And let's kick things off here with the sleeper waiver wire pick of the week. It ain't hard. And if you've been listening to the podcast here for the last 2 months, you should have this guy on your roster already. It's Khalil Herbert of the Chicago Bears, the guy who should have always been perhaps the running back of the Chicago Bears. David Montgomery is going to miss some time. We don't know how much yet as of recording this show, but it's going to be some time. I'm going to put some in air quotes for everybody right now so they know what we're talking about. He is rostered in 47% of leagues. He feels like the number one pickup this week. Now, look, half of leagues, he's already still out there and available. You can be aggressive on him. Let's talk about this. Joe Dolan, you're our guest. Let's talk about Khalil Herbert. Mm-hmm. How much money are you willing to spend on him? And look, certainly the total was very good yesterday in terms of his productivity. Yes, it was against a defense that's not very good against the run, but you can only take what they give you, right?
Well, here's the thing about Khalil Herbert, and there are so many layers to this onion, right? First and foremost, I said I'd put about 20 to 25% down. I'm always uncomfortable with the fab recommendations, though, because all it takes is some guy in your league to put 75% down, and you're like, I really needed Khalil Herbert, but I wasn't going to spend all my fab. So, I think you can bump it to 30, 35%, but I have a couple of concerns. First and foremost, let's go to the good side. He looked great. Okay. Mm-hmm. So this is now two games out of three in which he's looked really good, arguably better than Montgomery. And of course, Montgomery got hurt in this game, so we have to consider that. Number two, there's a lot of talk all offseason that Khalil Herbert was maybe a better fit for this kind of zone-based run game than was David Montgomery. So there's that opportunity. So I want to weigh the fact that if Khalil Herbert looks anywhere close to what he looked like in week three against the Texans, not only could David Montgomery miss a number of weeks, what if Khalil Herbert looks great over a four-week span, let's say? Does David Montgomery have much of a role when he gets back? That's a concern for me, which is one in Herbert's favor. The thing that is not in Herbert's favor, what is this offense?
Well, is that in his favor, Joe? Because they certainly aren't throwing the football.
Yeah, that's fair.
Volume is king. He might be the king of the world. He might be emperor by the time the season's over if volume is king, because they don't throw the ball at all.
I don't know if y'all saw the stat I tweeted, but the Bears from weeks one through three of this year are the first team since 2011 to go three straight games without completing 10 passes.
Wow. Wow.
That's, do you know what team that was?
That hurts my heart.
2011. Oh gosh. No.
Mm-mm. Tebow Broncos.
Tebow Broncos. Oh, yes. Perfect. Perfect. Well done. Well
then done. The last time before that was rookie Alex Smith with the 49ers. And remember, it took Alex Smith a long time to become good, and he ended up being a really good NFL quarterback. But, and then the last time before that was the Patriots in 1992, the year they were the worst team in the league and ended up with the number one pick and took Drew Bledsoe. Wow. So quarterbacks do not survive this. They don't.
Very interesting.
Justin Fields is appreciably the worst quarterback in the NFL right now. So, you know, again, I think that you can make an argument that's pro Khalil Herbert and anti Khalil Herbert, because how many points are they going to score?
That is fair.
But we know he's going to get the football. So there's a lot of layer. He's a really, this is not like an Alexander Mattison who's rostered in a large percentage of leagues, but this isn't like a plug and play Alexander Mattison thing. There's so much you got to unpeel here. Ultimately though, I do think he's the best waiver wire pickup of the week. Yes.
And to the point about Mattison too, the reason why, you know, not too much discussion on him is because he's rostered in so many leagues right now, but if he's still available in yours, pick him up, make him a priority. He is the annual, in case of emergency, break open glass running back, which typically it's not even emergency. It's just like, you know, every couple of times a year you have to open the glass on that one. D-Bro, let's talk to you about Khalil Herbert, because it seems like from what Joe's saying, the bigger problem here too is if you are the person who has Montgomery, having Herbert is almost a bigger priority. Maybe you spend even more fab potentially on him because you have that situation, that scenario that Joe just laid out, that maybe Montgomery doesn't have a role potentially if it's a high ankle sprain and it's 6 weeks, let's say, or some knee damage and it's 8 weeks or something like that. What does Montgomery come back to?
My stance with David Montgomery too is that the Bears have no allegiances to him. Like, this front office didn't draft him. None of these coaches, this regime does not have any kind of allegiance to David Montgomery. My other part is that what if David Montgomery comes back and he's traded? Like, I've always said, like, he's the dark horse trade candidate. Like, maybe he goes to another team that has running back injuries, you know? So in that instance, even if you have David Montgomery, if you pay up and you get Herbert, then you also have the best of both worlds. Maybe David Montgomery goes to another team, Herbert takes a starting job, and you're looking pretty. You know, so I have no problems like being aggressive with Khalil Herbert's bids. And I'm with Joe. I put down a light bid.
Well, it's hard on this show not to be with Joe because you're with two Joes.
So that's fair. That's fair. So well, sorry,
Dolan
excuse me.
Is what you're saying.
Excuse me. I'm not with the birthday boy. I'm with Dolan.
No, no, one, I know, okay? Because I already shaded you to start the show. I'm well aware you're not fair with me today. Yeah.
Well, it's happy. You know, it's playful banter. It's
small
love
joys. That's all.
Exactly. Okay. Salty peanut as usual. But the way it goes around these parts. But with Khalil Herbert, I have no problem being aggressive with the bid. I did put a lighter bid on the show sheet here because, again, we're in the wind right now with David Montgomery. We don't know how much time he's going to miss. So I'm open to, depending on how your running back room looks on your team, for you bidding, I'm not going to say conservatively, but 15, 20% versus breaking the bank, going 30, 35%. I think all of those ranges of outcomes are perfectly fine considering the context of your team and Herbert's outlook. I mean, we are talking about, guys, the number one running back in fantasy scoring right now, heading into Monday night. He is the RB1 in fantasy. Like, he turned those 22 touches into almost 170 total yards. And, like, I get it's versus the Texans, but we've seen this show before. Like, Khalil Herbert's just that
good.
Let's
be honest. He's got the Giants, the Vikings, the Washington Commanders, New England, Dallas, Miami, Detroit, Atlanta,
really
Jets.
Good matchups, man.
It's some really good. Look, Joe's 100% right, as most Joes are, about about the fact
I love how you're patting yourself on the back while you're patting Dolan on the back at the same time.
No, but this is in all honesty, jokes aside, like, this is a scenario where the offense is not good, but the volume is going to be there, and perhaps his spark helps some of that offense gets a little better. I'm trying to be on the other end of that spectrum. Maybe he is the straw that might, I don't know about stir the drink, but at least maybe pour the drink. At least we could start there. I mean, I don't even know if we could stir it yet. We haven't even put all the pieces in. It's pretty abysmal when it comes to Chicago right now.
I think with Herbert, you're looking at a combination of talent and volume, and we always say it's tried and true, though. Volume is king. So if he's going to get RB2, held close to RB1 type of volume on a weekly basis, it doesn't matter what team he's on.
So what's the range here, gentlemen? So the range is anywhere from 20 to 35%. Is that?
Yeah, depending on league, I think. Especially if you had Montgomery, maybe on the higher end of that. If you zero RB'd it and your zero RBs are zeros so far, then maybe on the higher end of that. Of course, if you zero RB'd it, there's a good chance that Herbert's on your team already. So, that's kind of what I would think. If you're just a greedy a-hole and you want to block the other people in your league, you know, like maybe you're 3-0 or 2-1 and you feel really good about your team, you know, maybe throw a little bit more out there, but there is a chance this is an extended absence for Montgomery.
Let's take a quick break in the action to tell you about Fanimal. I love live events, but I hate buying tickets. The hidden fees suck. It's the worst. It's like paying for an invisible person to go with you to the event who's not even there. I can't stand it. It's a nightmare. But then I discovered Fanimal. Fanimal has tickets to everything: concerts, festivals, baseball, basketball, and of course, the NFL. And there are no fees. That's right, you heard me. No fees. The price you see is the price you pay. And you heard it here first. Fanimal is the cheapest place on the internet to find NFL tickets. We've all experienced how painful it is coordinating going to events with family, and I always end up fronting a bunch of money and then chasing down the friends and family to get reimbursed. And if someone drops out, you're stuck with the whole bill. That's even worse than that. But Fanimal's patent group purchase makes it easy to split payments with your friends, so nobody's left holding the bag and you don't have to commit until your friends do. Group purchase isn't yet enabled for NFL tickets, but it will be soon. In the meantime, check out what's going on at Fanimal today. Oh yeah, Fanimal also has amazing customer service too. Don't take my word for it. Check out their hundreds of five-star reviews online. And the next time you need tickets, go to Fanimal.com or download the Fanimal app and use the promo code FANIMALPROS. That's one word, FANIMALPROS, for $25 off your first purchase. That's Fanimal, FANIMAL.com, promo code FANIMALPROS, and check out Fanimal and experience more when it comes to getting your tickets. And now, back to the action. All right, let's talk about some other RBs here to add. D-Bro, let's start with you. Who's your number two add? We all say Herbert's number one. Who is number two on your list?
Well, again, we're talking about if this is the other guy that could be next week's Khalil Herbert. I know I'm not forecasting injuries and stuff, but we're talking about like possible three down workhorses that we could be blowing the clip. But if you get ahead of the curve, we've already seen him produce in small spurts, and that's Jalen Warren, man. I keep talking about him, but putting in like 6 to 8%, like even 5%. I mean, you know your league. So if you can get away with a cheaper bid, have at it. He's only rostered in 18% of sleeper leagues. And I mean, come on. Like we've seen him produce in small spurts. You go back to the preseason, he was 12th in PFF's elusive rating. He was top 5 in yards per route run. We know that the Steelers are going to, if anything happened to Najee, he would have a three-down workload. He already cut into Najee's touches last week. He turned his 5 touches into 33 total yards. So he's looked explosive when he's gotten the ball. He looked good in the preseason. And yes, I understand. Again, kind of like the Bears, the Steelers are not a beautiful situation, but if volume is king, and if anything happened to Najee Harris, who's quietly been losing the routes, like, yes, on the box score, he's getting 19 to 20 touches. But if you look at the other peripheral metrics, he's losing routes per drop back. He's not been efficient. He's been missing holes and stuff. We're seeing his snap counts kind of dwindle, and Jalen Warren's looking good. I think that this is the player kind of like Khalil Herbert, where if something happens to Najee Harris, we're going to talk about like next week, whatever, like if that happens or comes to fruition, he'd be the guy that we'd be saying the same things we're saying with Herbert. It's like, why did you not already have him on your roster? So I want to be proactive and get him on my teams now.
All right, Joe Dolan, who is number 2 on your list of RBs to add this week?
I like all those points that Deepro made, by the way, so definitely not discounting that. J.D. McKissic, for those in PPR leagues, the Commanders, man, this is a team that has given up a lot of points, and they've given up points to the Jaguars, who are probably better than a lot of people thought, the Lions, who are a lot better than a lot of people thought, and the Eagles, who are probably just as good as a lot of people thought they would be. And Carson Wentz is finally checking the freaking ball down. Like 19 targets in 3 games for J.D. McKissic. And here's the key. Washington cannot run the football. And so there's a concern there, which I think Brian Robinson's rostered in a good number of leagues, but Washington's really struggling running the football. Mm-hmm. So this kind of ancillary little check down game, especially, look, Wentz is Wentz. He took 9 sacks against the Eagles. And as bad as the offensive line is going to look when that happens, I'm going to guarantee that more than a handful of those sacks were on Wentz, but he has been getting the ball down to McKissic. This is the kind of guy. Bye weeks are coming up in 3 weeks. Week 6, they start. Mm-hmm. I know we were talking about that, guys. 2 more weeks. These guys, these running backs who can catch you 4 or 5 passes, those guys can be lifesavers in that regard. And I don't think McKissic's a guy you have to break the bank for. I think he's available in about 60% of sleeper.
Sleeper right now, he's only 40% rostered. So.
Yeah, so nice. I think there's a guy you could throw a couple of bucks on. You know, he hasn't had a huge game yet. But I think he is going to keep that passing down role. He's really good at it. They signed him. They told him to come back. Buffalo, please come back, JD. Like, they weren't going to do that and not use him. So I think JD McKissic's kind of guy who might slip through the cracks there for you.
Yeah, I love that. And McKissic, in terms of spend, is not going to cost you much, probably 5% to 10%. Joe is 100% right. Those pass catching backs in the PPR leagues during bye weeks, they can get you through a couple weeks there.
Sometimes 8 to 10 points, man.
That's all you need. Yeah, because if you're facing another team that's got a ton of buys that 1 week, that's all you need to kind of scoop by.
And then if they fall into the end zone, then you're looking at like low end RB2 production.
Oh, right. Yeah, forget it. That's all upside from there. Yeah. Jalen Warren, for the record, too, rostered in just 18% of sleeper leagues. And he gets more expensive every week. Debro's been telling you for 2 weeks to add him. So I think it went from like throw a buck on him to throw $3 on him to like now you might have to pay $8 because every week that Najee's no good, it seems like the price is going to go up. But the roster percentage hasn't climbed. I thought by now it would be more like 30% roster, to be honest.
Same.
I thought it would be higher, but I think enough people still just feel like, well, Najee's Najee, and they're not putting it all on him. They're putting it all on Trubisky, which might not be wrong, but we'll see what happens there. Let's go back to you, Debro. Give me the third name on that running back list that you want to add this week.
Well, outside of Khalil Herbert, this is kind of one of those weeks where I'm really trying to stay ahead of the curve. It's me wanting to be a week ahead, 2 weeks ahead, forecasting and not projecting injuries, but looking for these high upside guys. And that's why I'm going to tell you that my third running back right now is not somebody that you're going to be looking to start, but to stash. And that's Eno Benjamin. With the Arizona Cardinals, I know last week before James Conner, when he went out, they split the work down the middle with Darrell Williams and stuff, but this week that didn't happen. James Conner was back, but still, he's not 100%. We can't say that James Conner is going to make it through. I mean, he's already banged up, and we're not even a quarter of the way through the season right now. So we can't project that he's going to stay healthy the entire regular season. Eno Benjamin ran more routes than Darrell Williams, 13-10, had more touches, 9-2. I think that he is the clear RB2 in this backfield, and we're looking at a back in small sample sizes. I understand he's 9th in PFF's elusive rating. He's 21st in breakaway run rate. He's showing the talent, and we heard all offseason, Kingsbury would not shut up about him. Like, every time they stuck a mic in front of his face, he's like, okay, Rondell Moore, Rondell Moore, and, oh, Eno, I love Eno. So, this is about being ahead of the curve, where if anything happens to James Conner, if he stays banged up, heck, if he goes out again, we want these guys that are one injury away from being next week's big waiver wire guy. So go ahead and put the money out there and get Eno Benjamin. And again, we're talking about Jalen Warren. I was surprised to see that Eno is only rostered in 20% of sleeper leagues. So
I am too, especially after last week with all the James Conner news. Yep. By the way, some of those drops in that game, oh my God, and these little dump off passes, that had to be so infuriating for that offense, especially for Kyler Murray. Just terrible. Anyway, I'm not mad. What should I be mad? Look, Joe Dolan, let's go to you for your number three guy. And I think that you've got somebody on this. So I think it's a very cagey ad right now.
Yeah. And by the way, just like D-Bro was saying, this is a guy you probably don't even need to put a buck on. Like, this is the guy you're like, well, if I don't get like Herbert, this. I don't get McKissick, I don't get Eno Benjamin, this is somebody I can sneak through for $0 or $1. Gus Edwards, he's eligible to come off the PUP list. The Ravens finally had a pulse of a run game. Which, by the way, it should be impossible when Lamar Jackson's your quarterback that your running backs came into week three averaging under 3 yards per carry. But, you know, Justice Hill busted off a long run. J.K. Dobbins looked capable, but the ramp up process could be extensive for him. You know, what if J.K. Dobbins, I mean, that was a serious injury. What if he doesn't have the same burst? Gus Edwards, deeper league, end of your bench. Stash him now. You don't have to spend any fab for him. Just somebody who you might want to add, especially if you're just trying to get way, way, way ahead of the curve. There are a couple dominoes that have to drop for this, but it is the NFL. Those dominoes do drop. So
I love it. I love it. And he is rostered in, let's see, you want to take a guess how many leagues he's rostered in?
4%, 1%,
more than that, actually 17% roster.
Wow, okay,
really?
okay,
that's
you
surprising.
Know, I thought it would be single digits too, to be honest. But that's one of those players too that you feel like he's getting closer, and you feel like being ahead of the curve, be proactive. You spend less money instead of being reactive. Where again, if you had Herbert, you even drafted Khalil Herbert like we all wanted you to in, you know, July and August, then you've just basically gotten a huge boost in your fab budget for the rest of the year. Any other RBs worth adding, D-Bro, that kind of popped to your head?
Yeah, two other guys, and this is, again, staying ahead of the curb, and these are probably guys that are more into the bench stashes, kind of like Dolan's talking about with Gus Edwards, where deeper leagues, if you have longer benches, IR spots, you can stash some guys and then get the extra spots here. Two guys that I want to talk about, Tristan Ebner. I've talked about him all offseason. He's now, if Montgomery's going to miss time, he's the guy that's, again, the one injury away kind of guy. And he's looked explosive. I mean, he was 8th in breakaway run rate in the preseason. He got 15 snaps last week, 8 opportunities, 23 yards. And Craig Reynolds. DeAndre Swift, I think, is more banged up than people understand. Jamal Williams has been taking a lot of the work. He's been really good. But if anything happened to Swift, Craig Reynolds is going to be the next guy up. And we're talking about a guy that, look, he might not be a sexy name, but he's been extremely efficient whenever he has gotten volume, 3.88 yards after contact per attempt. And so people understand how good he's been. Last year, amongst all running backs with 50 or more carries, he was 3rd in yards after contact per attempt, behind only Rashad Penny and Nick Chubb. That's how good Craig Reynolds has been. And plus, on a Lions offense, which I think we'd all agree has been extremely good, they're going to score a lot of points. These type of ads right now at the end of your bench is where I want to go this week at running back.
Yeah, Reynolds was a guy featured heavily at Hard Knocks too. They were talking about him and wanted to keep him on there because they saw a lot in him in terms of that growth potential. All right, let's move on.
University of Pennsylvania, boys. I did some beer drinking there. Oh, man.
Let's go.
Now also has produced a Hall of Famer.
That's right.
Kutztown University. Right. Andre Reed.
That's right. So, Andre Reed.
Oh, good. Boy, man. Those Pennsylvania so State schools know how to throw down, I'll tell you. I literally, guys, I'm just going to throw it aside. I was at a party at Kutztown University.
I can't wait for this. This is good podcast right here. Let's go.
I had, so that at that party, I had beer. Now, I mean that. Beer. It was a plain can with black lettering that said beer on it. And like in a cartoon.
Someone supplied this to you and you willingly accepted it.
Were there like the underline the XX's was in it, a jug, Dolan?
Were you on a reality show and they couldn't show it? What was going on?
So then in a number of years ago, a decade after I was at this party, I was out at Stone Brewing in San Diego. And they have beer cans on the wall. And there I saw it.
There beer. It is.
They had the can. Turns out, but here's the disconnect. First and foremost, it was terrible. So But here's the disconnect. Apparently in like the 80s and 90s, some stores would sell generic beer. Like, you know how like you go to the grocery store and there's the chicken Oreos, broth or something?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, there was store brand beer. But the problem is this party was in the early 2000s. I can't find any record of beer being sold anytime past like the 90s. So this might have been like a 15-year-old can of beer.
Well, I would also venture to say it's not like scotch. It doesn't age.
It doesn't age. It doesn't get better with time.
The 15-year-old beer, not so much the same as like the 15-year-old Glenlivet. All right, let's get to the wide receivers here. Let's start with you, Joe Dolan, in this group. Who is your number one wide receiver ad?
So my number one wide receiver ad is Romeo Doubs. And here's the reason. We're just confirming our priors because I drafted him a ton this offseason, but is that not the exact kind of game you'd want to see from Romeo Doubs if you want 100%. Him to be a consistent part of the offense? He caught all 8 of his targets and scored a touchdown. Aaron Rodgers is a trust guy, man. And he talked him up this offseason. He talked him up, during the season. They come out, Sammy Watkins is out, Christian Watson's out, maybe Lazard's not 100%, and Romeo Doubs catches all 8 of his targets in a game the Packers win. Man, that's what I want to see. I mean, he might be my, premier ad even over Khalil Herbert this week, depending on what my team need is.
That's fair.
I think that kid's going to play quite a bit going forward. I'd put 25% down on Romeo Doubs. Now, maybe that's a little bit too much for you guys, but, man, talk about a guy who could be a league winner.
Well, he's rostered in, only 40% of leagues right now. So
surprises me.
To me, it, I think what happened was, I think he was a guy that was drafted. I know I had drafted him a couple of leagues. And then, Debro has been tough on him, saying, look, he's got limitations. But I think the thing that the counter argument was he might have limitations. But when you put a player with opportunity with Aaron Rodgers, it's worth at least speculation. I think the problem is, I think this is a player who got drafted and dropped a lot in week 1 and 2. And rightfully so, I understand why. I think people were pivoting, starting to look for the next thing and the next thing because it wasn't quite happening. I don't know if it's something that it's going to be this good every week, but it certainly seems like a player that's worth adding if he is available. And look, 60% of leagues, he is available on Sleeper, so go pick him up. Debro, let's get to your number one guy at the wide receiver position to add this week.
Yeah, and so Doubs could easily be my number one guy. I mean, he's number two on my list, and this is not me confirming priors. Yeah, I've been tough on Doubs. I mean, Joe, we talked about this on the DFS show, and he came out and he played extremely well. Like, we don't need to dismiss how good Romeo Doubs was this week against Carlton Davis and Jamel Dean on the outside. Like, that's legit. And so I got to give the man respect. Like, the fact that he came away with this type of ball game, like, he was wide receiver 8 on the week, 22% target share. He led them in basically every receiving category. So I have no problem if people want to put him at the top of their list. He's number 2 for me. And this is not me confirming my priors. Like, I've been tough on Doubs. But again, we got to give respect where it's earned, and he's earned it. But the number one guy for me is Russell Gage. I mean, we're looking at, yes, Mike Evans is going to be back this week. Chris Godwin is still on the shelf. Julio Jones is now dealing with an injury, and we don't even know when we're going to see him next. And Russell Gage put it up this week. Wide receiver 4 on the week right now, heading into Monday Night Football. Snagged 12 of his 13 targets for almost 90 receiving yards, a 30% target share from Tom Brady. The fact that he is not rostered in more leagues, like, he's sitting at 50%. I thought he'd be higher than that on Sleeper, to be honest. So he might not be out there in your league, but if he is, you need to be spending. And I'm not saying, like, you don't have to break the bank for him. I would be aggressive if you need to be, because again, we are talking about, yes, the Buccaneers have been run heavy, but they haven't had a lot of receivers, and Russell Gage hasn't been healthy. This is probably the healthiest we've seen him to this point, dealing with a hamstring injury all offseason. And Joe, I know you haven't exactly been as high on Russell Gage, but I mean, tell me your thoughts, man. I mean, I thought he looked fantastic.
He did, and I'm actually higher on Gage with Evans coming back next week. Like, I think Gage is one of those guys that works better when he is not the guy, quote unquote. It's not because I don't want him to get all the volumes, because I don't think he has that same kind of skill set. So Evans coming back next week, the matchup against Kansas City next week too, I think is a fascinating one, because maybe Kansas City isn't as good as we think. You know, they're 199-yard interception away from being basically what, 1-2 at this point. So maybe KC ain't as good as we think they are. But I'm with you on Gage. I think Gage is a good, I think the problem with I had is when Julio signed, then the Gage stuff became trickier for me, because I thought, oh, okay, now it's getting real money. That was my concern. But look, they need somebody to step up. Gage did yesterday. I love adding Gage. I think it's a great add. Who else, Joe Dolan, do you think is your number two wide receiver worthy of adding? Because by the way, Gage rostered in just 50% of leagues still. That's surprising. I thought he would be higher to the 60s. So it's low. So in half a league, go check him out. And Debro saying you can spend, you know, 7 to 10% maybe of your budget if you want to go even that high to get another receiver, because he's going to have some play. We don't know the health of Julio long term. And if anything is like last year, it ain't going to be good this year. Let's take a quick break in the action to tell you about NFL Sunday Ticket. With NFLSundayTicket.tv, you can watch your favorite team no matter where you live. NFLSundayTicket.tv gives you every live out-of-market game every single Sunday afternoon streamed right to your favorite device. Get NFLSundayTicket.tv Max to track your fantasy teams live with DirecTV Fantasy Zone and watch every scoring drive with Red Zone Channel. Also, learn how to save 15% off your subscription by using the promo code FantasyPros22. Again, the promo code is FantasyPros22 at NFLSundayTicket.tv. If you want to stay in touch with everything that's going on in every snap of every game and help your fantasy too, check out NFLSundayTicket.tv. Join today and catch all the action. And when you do, use that promo code FantasyPros22. And now back to the action. Joe Dolan, number two on your wide receiver list.
Guys, I don't know when this pod comes out, but I need to throw this out here because it relates to Debro's point about Craig Reynolds.
Later this afternoon. It comes out.
Well,
we're here early in the morning. It's 11 Eastern on the East Coast. That's
according to Tom Pelissero of NFL Network, DeAndre Swift suffered a shoulder sprain in the game against the Vikings this weekend. No surgery, could miss some time. And I would think, given he's also playing through the ankle, they're probably going to sideline him for a week or two.
Well, he dealt with the shoulder issues last year too. That's what the AC sprain sidelined towards the end of the year. So
those things recur, as you see with Dalvin Cook. Just something to keep an eye on. Anyway, back to the wide receiver.
It was a dislocation. AC sprain is different. I've had the AC sprain joint up there. That is something that's very painful. It can be, especially usually through a cortisone shot right into the bone. That's what I got. And that's, you know, it makes you feel real good. I felt like I could lift a car afterwards. It was pretty awesome. but seriously, that is one of those things. It is hard from a motion standpoint, the full range of motion. It's very difficult to get your arm
he's
up
gonna
higher.
Miss their time.
Probably. Yes. Yep. Yeah. You're right.
Kyle Meinke, who covers the team, just said Swift said he also tweaked his ankle. So they're going to keep him on the sidelines for a couple of weeks, I would think. So there's a good, Craig Reynolds is a good pickup there. I'm going to go with Greg Dortch. First and foremost, forgive me if anybody's listening to this who used this phrase, because I did not invent it, but I love it, so I'm going to use it here. I don't know who did it. We're lighting the Dortch torch this week. We're gonna.
Ooh, I like that.
We're gonna look. Here's the thing. Everybody's like, oh, this is a great sign for Rondale Moore that Greg Dortch is getting all this work in the slot, and maybe it well is. But is there a non-zero chance that Rondale Moore comes out here and doesn't earn his spot back? Because Dortch is producing. First and foremost, though, I will say this. This offense freaking stinks. It is terrible.
But Dortch doesn't. Hey, look at Dortch's, like, 9 targets, 7 receptions week 1, 4 for 4 with a touchdown week 2, and then last week, 9 for 10 with 80 yards right there. Credit to Debro. On week 1 of the DFS pod, this was his favorite min salary. Go get Greg Dortch. And I laughed at him, and I ain't laughing anymore. I went and I picked him up week 2 everywhere, and he was his week 2 guy. We're all the Dortches here. We're Dortch heads. That's where we are.
All he's done is be the wide receiver 29, 22, and 18 on the year. And people still don't like the guy.
It's crazy. Rostered, by the way, in just 34% of leagues right now. Ridiculous. Still. I don't know how.
Kyler Murray had, what, over 60 dropbacks in that game? And let me just, like, well, you can make your points about Dortch. You guys have talked about him a lot on this show. We won't need to rehash that for the listeners, but just a little rant here. Kyler Murray drops back over 60 times. He has 2 rush attempts and none until the fourth quarter. Yeah, how could you, like, look at what, like, Nick Sirianni's running with Jalen Hurts in Philadelphia and how vital his legs are, even in games like this week when Hurts ran for just 20 yards, how hard it makes them to defend.
Down from above, though? Is it we've made the investment, don't damage our goods? Is that
that
what
started
it is?
Last year?
Well, you got to do
last year. Well, it started last year because you had, look, for 2 straight years, the guy had some injuries. 1 year last year, he missed time with it. But let's not forget,
Kingsbury
2 years ago,
is also a fake sharp. Let's throw that out there.
Look, it might be coming from above that priority. But look, Greg Dortch is a guy very popular here on the show. How much would you be willing to spend on him? Because I know, D-Bro, he's your number 3 guy, so we might as well get that all out here at once.
Yeah, like, I'd say 5 to 10%, depending on your need. You know, just one thing on your point there, Joey P. That's a team that should be 0-3. Like, they had a miracle comeback to get to 1-2.
You're right.
So what's more important, protecting your investment or winning football games?
Oh, if you don't win football games at the end of the year in the NFL, it's a problem. Right. But, like, I mean, I don't get it. I don't understand it. It makes no sense to me. And then next week, they've got a matchup against Carolina, which, again, that's a winnable game. And right now, I think they're 1-point favorites, even though they're on the road, I want to say. I could be wrong. I don't know if that line is flip-flop. We were just talking about that earlier this morning on the VP show. Let's get to your pricing on Dortch 2 this week here, D-Bro. Anything changed there with you?
No, it's 5 to 10%. And I think that, again, we've highlighted before, the good thing that also the plus for Dortch is the next few matchups. The best cornerback matchup is probably in the slot for Arizona every single week. I mean, they get Carolina, J.C. Horn, Dante Jackson have been really good. Philly, we know Slay and Bradbury have been amazing this year. And Seattle, well, they don't have any good corners. So, you know, throw against everybody. So, I mean, I love Dortch. And I think that people, at least the reaction that I got from my rankings this week was like, why do you have Greg Dortch as a wide receiver 3? I'm like, because he's been one.
Because he is.
Because this is what he's done. Like, I'm marrying the name to production, but people need to wake up and smell the roses. Like, Greg Dortch has been awesome.
It's hard when it's an offense they're not keen on, and on top of it, it's a player that they're not aware of. And look, there was zero preseason coverage about Greg Dortch. Let's be honest. I mean, I don't think we talked about Greg Dortch 1 time, but week 1, to your credit, D-Bro, you were the first guy that was like, hey, everybody needs to pay attention to this. This is something that could be an opportunity, and it's been nothing but. So I'll put all the I was tough on you in the beginning, and now I pat you on the back. This is the circle of love here on the show.
Like
now,
a sour patch.
Dortch was your number 3. Your number 2 was actually Romeo as well. So Romeo Doubs was your number 2. How much did you want to spend on Romeo, just out of curiosity? Because I know you guys basically had the same couple players here back to back.
Romeo is, I mean, you could be aggressive on him. Like, I'm not gonna sit here and push back on Dolan's points. Like, could he be a league winner? Absolutely. I think it's like, it's probably like 10 to 15% for me. I'm a shade lower, and this is not like confirming biases, but like Alan Lazard could still be the guy. The Packers are still running slow, so the passing volume is kind of capped. I don't hate I can see the path for league winning upside, but also I'm a little more tepid too.
All right, let's get to back to you, Joe Dolan, for your number 3 wide receiver to add this week.
It's confirmed priors, wide receivers for Dolan. Just George Pickens. I know Mike Tomlin is stubborn. They got to make that switch soon, don't they?
Agreed. It's funny. I kept thinking they're not going to make it against Buffalo, right? And eventually they're going to play, but like, they're not, like, I kept looking ahead and saying, okay, like, but you know what?
You got to pull the bandaid off at some point.
Maybe just do it at this point.
Yeah,
you know?
Like, they play the Jets this week. You know, not like an awful matchup.
Right, but it was the Jets. And isn't it Buffalo after, I want to say, if memory serves? Right?
Yeah, they have a back-to-back. But do you want to here's the way I look at it. Okay, that's great. Like, hey, you know, they have Miami the week after. They have the Steelers do play Buffalo in week 5, excuse me. Yeah, and then they play in week 6, the Buccaneers. So yeah, oh my God, but it's the NFL. You're going to have tough games. Like, and here's the thing, like, you've got Minka Fitzpatrick, you've got, you know, obviously TJ Watt's hurt, but he's going to be back at some point. You know, how many guys are you going to waste a year of their prime just because you made a promise to Mitchell Trubisky, right? Like, That's the way I look at this thing. I don't know. I think, look, George Pickens made that catch. He's got the ability to do things that other receivers just don't have the ability to do. I'm not saying you pick him up and you start him, but they've got to get better quarterback play. And, you know, maybe one of these games is the one where Mitchell Trubisky just totally craps his pants on national television and they have no choice but to make the switch. I mean, that's just not a good offense right now. Maybe it won't be a good offense with Kenny Pickett, but it can't be a whole lot worse than it is with Mitchell Trubisky. So I'll say George Pickens. I'm going to go for somebody who can be a really, really big-time player in the right scenario.
Yeah, special talent. I think the most underrated wide receiver talent in this draft class, which, by the way, this draft class has already proven to be pretty good. Olave had a big game yesterday. We've seen some moments. I just keep waiting for, you know, Kansas City to wake up and start using their toy, but, you know, whatever.
Leaving the candle. Candle's lit for Sky Moore, baby.
I'm holding the candle still. I'm told you. If he becomes Amon-Ra St. Brown 2.0 this year, hey, I am not going to learn. I'm not going to have that happen to me 2 years in a row. I am not going to let that happen.
Heath Cummings tweeted this morning that at this point last year, Amon-Ra St. Brown was wide receiver 100. So,
yep,
you know, it's not over.
Joe, I said it on last week's program. I was like, you know, it has all the same feels where you feel like you're right. You feel like you're right. And then eventually you just like, I can't hold them anymore. And then the rest is history. We all know. Let's move on to your number four wide receiver, D-Bro. Who you got at the wide receiver position this week?
Well, to a surprising offense. And again, this is one of the signings in the offseason where I was like, what in the heck are they doing? But Zay Jones, he makes the list this week. 2-4% of my fab. I'm willing to sit here and fork over. I don't think you're going to spend much of anything. You probably get him for less than that. He might be one of these guys you throw in a buck. But 14% rostered on Sleeper. And really, this is a case of following an improved offense with the Jacksonville Jaguars, following volume. Right now, I don't think many people would understand that Zay Jones is the wide receiver heading into Monday night. He's the wide receiver 24 in fantasy, in PPR. So for a player that in two or three games, he has gotten 25% or higher target shares. We're looking at 25%, 13%, and 30% last week. Following volume, guys. And he's got a healthy red zone role. Entering this week, he was 12th in red zone targets amongst all wide receivers. Trevor Lawrence, I mean, look, if he's the tide that raises all ships, then Zay Jones is going to come along for the ride. And considering what we're seeing out of him, yeah, I'm going to take a wide receiver that's going to see this many targets on a weekly basis, even if he's not great or efficient with them. Volume is king, and he's getting it.
And it's so interesting because George Pickens rostered in 58% of sleeper leagues. Zay Jones, just 14%.
I don't understand. It's name value.
Because it's. I think you're also probably taking, I would imagine, is taking some Dynasty Keeper League things into account as well when you're talking about overall rostership on formats. But at the same time, you know, Zay Jones is getting work, and that team is better than people realize. And this is going to be a fascinating matchup this week against the Eagles. I think if you asked 3 weeks ago, people, were they interested in watching the Jags and Eagles? They'd say no. Now I feel like that's like the most interesting game on the whole slate next week, looking ahead.
Very interesting. All right,
Joe Dolan, who is your number four wide receiver out of the week?
Well, it's Josh Palmer of the Chargers. Now, he had a really strong game here. He got the garbage time touchdown in week two that really saved a lot of people's butts. This week, 6 for 99 with the Chargers playing from behind. And we'll keep an eye on Keenan Allen. But the one thing that would worry me here is the Charger injury bug is now biting the Chargers. It looks like Rashawn Slater's got a bad bicep injury per rap sheet. And Joey Bosa could have a bad groin injury per rap sheet. So this is a team that could be in a situation where they're playing from behind quite a bit. Obviously, we know how great Justin Herbert is, but he's banged up. But yeah, Josh Palmer's a guy who's going to earn some targets here going forward.
Rostered in 41% of leagues on Sleeper. What would you spend on Josh Palmer here?
I would say like 5-7%. But I'll invest in guys with good quarterbacks. That's for sure. Like that. Do I think Josh Palmer has the theoretical upside of George Pickens? No. But if George Pickens was playing with Justin Herbert, he wouldn't be available in 65% of leagues right now. So that's the way I'm looking at this scenario.
How about you, D-Bro, for Zay Jones? What were you spending on him?
It's low. I mean, looking at,
would you go 5%? Is that too much? Even
I think you can get away with less, like 2-3%. You might be able to toss in like a dollar or get him for free, depending on your league.
All right, let's move on to the quarterback position. And, you know, if you had Mac Jones in a Superflex, it was not a good day. I did.
No.
I lost to Jake Seeley in not one but two leagues yesterday. That's the worst. When you're playing, like, one of your friends twice and you lose both matchups, the worst. So
I
let's
lost
get
to Joey P yesterday. It wasn't a good day.
Well, you know, things happen, you know. let's talk about the quarterbacks. Joe Dolan, who's a quarterback that people should be looking to pick up, and how much fab you want to spend?
Well, this is just theoretical, hypothetical, but based on some of the questions I've gotten in our subscriber Discord at Fantasy Points, it's entirely possible. Did somebody drop Dak Prescott in your league? In a one quarterback league, you know, you hear he's got the thumb injury. Oh, the offensive line is terrible. CeeDee Lamb stinks. Dak's got the thumb injury. He's going to be out 6 to 8 weeks. It's possible he got dropped. So I just want to say, like, go look out there. Like, it's always, even if you have a strong roster, it is always smart to continually look at the waiver wire. Breece Hall got dropped in one of my leagues last week. Somebody ended up dropping 100 fab dollars on him. So I wasn't able to get him because I had already used some fab at that point. But, you know, it's always worth monitoring. There is a chance somebody listening to this is like, oh, crap, Dak Prescott is out there.
What do you think his roster percentage is on Sleeper? Don't look. Just guess.
95%.
D-Bro, what do you think that number is?
74?
70.
What?
70%.
Okay, roster. So that's way.
So you are not as crazy as people might think.
Okay, all right. That. Well, there you go.
So people might be, you know, rolling their eyes saying, oh, nobody chopped that. Wrong. Yep. Wrong. Yep. They do. People make these panic decisions, especially in the 10-team league, too. People will absolutely acquire talent on your roster. You never know how things are going to change. Look how Brady's played. Look how, you know, Rodgers is kind of slumped around. Look at the back end quarterback play has not been terrific. Let's be honest so far. So, I mean, Burrow struggled up until last week too. D-Bro, who is your QB to add this week?
Staying on the Marcus Mariota train. I think you can get him for cheap. I like quarterbacks that run, and I like quarterbacks that score fantasy points. He's currently QB 13 in fantasy scoring. He's 10th in ADOT, and now he gets the Cleveland Browns, which have not been what we thought they were going to be entering this season. I mean, they're 24th in pass defense, DVOA. They've allowed the 12th highest passing touchdown and yards per attempt. So, yeah, I mean, let's go get Mariota again this week. And he's not rostered in enough leagues, 33% rostered on Sleeper.
33 and so far points on the year, 19, 15, and 16. That's what he's given you. So that's respectable. It's definitely respectable. And buys are coming. Winter is coming. Tight ends. Let's get to that. D-Bro, let's go with you first. Who is your tight end to add this week?
Why do people hate routes and volume this much? I don't understand it.
I kind of like those things. They seem like nice things.
I don't get it. Like, if you go and look at the tight end position and you look at tight end scoring and what it correlates to, we want routes, we want red zone usage, and we want volume. Okay, there is a tight end that is sitting out there that is only rostered in 30% of sleeper leagues, and oh my lord, he happens to be the tight end 3 in fantasy. The tight end 3 in fantasy right now. That's Tyler Conklin. Like, why do people hate this guy? I don't really understand it. He's scoring fantasy points. He's been a consistent option every single week. The Jets, Joe, we talked about this. Like, the Jets are quietly top 5 in pace and passing rate, and nobody cares at all.
Flacco's throwing like 155 passes this year.
Yeah. I think the imminent fear is when Zach Wilson comes back, what happens? Because I think it is a downgrade to Joe Flacco. I'm not even making a joke. I'm 100% serious.
Well,
I think that's what's holding it up. That's the only
Conklin's
thing.
Conklin's still going to run routes. He's still going to get targets. Maybe the passing rate goes down, but he's still going to be an integral cog in that. And we're looking at the tight end position. I mean, outside of a few guys, you got your Travis Kelce's and Mark Andrews, and now they care about Kyle Pitts again. Outside of that, who you really feel great about starting every single week, Tyler Conklin is being just disrespected.
Well, he was a player last year, was very popular on this very podcast, the Waiver Wire Pod, because we kept saying, look, he's getting shots. He was kind of like everyone's favorite streaming tight end when he was with Minnesota, and he's just 30% rostered in Sleeper right now. So Conklin to me is a guy that I just, with all the uncertainty from the middle on down tight end, it's kind of surprising that more people aren't willing to at least just live in the moment with him going forward. How about you, Joe? Who's your tight end to add this week?
So it's a guy who's in with an elite quarterback. By the way, I'm in a league where a 14-team league where I punted tight end, and I ended up with Tyler Higbee and Tyler Conklin, both of whom have outscored Kyle Pitts to this point. So pretty happy with that.
Sure.
my guy is a guy whose snap share has gone up every week. He's had five or more targets in two or three games and is coming off a season high in targets, catches, and receiving yards. He plays with Aaron Rodgers. His name is Robert Tonyan. 58% of the snaps. Remember, he's coming off the ACL from last year, but that's up from 36% in week one and 40% in week two. Seven targets, six catches, 37 yards against the Buccaneers. Essentially, I kind of view him right now as a lower case Tyler Higbee and Tyler Conklin in terms of usage, and that usage could get better. Again, we talked about how that receiving core, not a whole lot's proven out there. We do know Aaron Rodgers throws the ball to Tonyan in the red zone. He hasn't found the end zone yet. What that means is he's going to be very cheap on your waiver wire. You might not even have to put a buck to pick up Robert Tonyan right now. So that is my guy. If I'm really desperate at tight end, I see that usage increasing for Tonyan with an elite quarterback. I think that's a guy I'll invest in if I need a tight end.
All right, let's go to defenses. D-Bro, any streaming Ds this week that have your eye on?
Yeah, I mean, it's sad times around Chicago. So I'm going to be picking up the Giants. They're only 13% rostered on Sleeper. And what do we like, guys, out of our fantasy defenses? We like turnovers. We like sacks. We like interceptions. And the Giants are quietly fourth in pressure rate. So if they're going to get after Justin Fields this week, who the Chicago Lion can't stop anybody, yeah, Giants are going to make the list.
Joe, any defenses for you too? I know it was catching on throwing.
Maybe this is cheating because I've been using them since week one because I love their opening schedule and it really paid off this week. The Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, that was a very popular one.
They've got the Falcons this week. You know, they obviously scored the touchdown against the Steelers. In week two, they had the game against the Jets. Now, of course, that one didn't work out so well, but next week, I believe week five, yeah, they go to the Chargers, so I'll probably be dropping them then. Though, if the Rashawn Slater is hurt, you like Myles Garrett's chances to get a couple of sacks. The Cleveland Browns, I think, are a defense that has been kind of underrated for fantasy thus far. I expect them to be popular this week at home against the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah,
Slater, they're on the road rather, but still.
Yeah, Slater is a huge loss for that line. Make no mistake about it. Let's go for those people who are playing in leagues where you've got waivers running without Fab, but let's get your top five ads of the week. Joe Dolan, who are they?
Yeah, so Romeo Doubs, Khalil Herbert, the Dorch Torch, JD McKissick, and George Pickens.
All right, how about you, D-Bro? What's your order to add guys this week?
So Russell Gage is my number one guy. I do want to throw a caveat out there because he's out there in 51% or 49% of Yahoo leagues right now. David Njoku. Like, he's only rostered, and even if he's out there, I have to go double-check his sleeper percentage right now. I know it's probably high, but there is a case where people could have dropped him after two stinker weeks to open the season, and then he blows up. So go double-check the waiver wire.
Well, let me tell you, in sleeper, he is 37% rostered.
Oh!
And I'm telling you why. Look, this was something we all thought there was this. This game was the why we talked about him, and it didn't happen for a couple weeks, and it was Jacoby Brissett, and there's every reason to just look for Tyler Higbee, look for this guy, look for that guy, and move on. But 37% of roster right now.
That's insane to me. So if he is out there in your league, he is my number one pickup because he is the guy we're talking about, the wasteland that is tight end. He has top five upside. That type of week that he just had could be a weekly occurrence for David Njoku, and that's not crazy to say. It's him and Amari Cooper in that passing attack. So if he's out there in your league, he's my number one waiver ad. Then it's Russell Gage, Khalil Herbert, Romeo Doubs, Greg Dortch, and then Zay Jones, number five.
Keep or drop.
All right, let's play a little game of keep or drop, and then we'll get to your listener mailbag. So you tell me, should we keep or drop this player? I'll give you the player, the roster percentage on sleeper. You tell me real quick. Lightning round, Darnell Mooney, 80% rostered. Is it time to drop him, D-Bro?
Drop.
Joe Dolan?
I'm sick of Dortch, drop.
For Doubs, for England.
Get me a receiver with a quarterback who can actually throw a football. Yeah, I'm
for country. How about let's stay with the same team. Cole Kmet, 41% rostered. Still
drop. Yeah, like drop. There's Conklin's available. Higbee's available.
I know.
Evan Ingram. Available. All these guys running around.
All like these guys. Ingram. Absolutely. Yeah. Drop. I'd drop him for freaking Taysom Hill at this point, and he's hurt.
Woof.
So yeah, get rid of it. I'm sick of him.
Robbie Anderson, 39% rostered. Joe, drop.
Here's my thing. When do you feel good about starting Robbie Anderson? You can't feel good about starting DJ Moore. Drop him.
Never. Drop.
Okay, we're dropping every. Christian Watson, 32% rostered. D-Bro?
In a deep league, hold. Smaller league, drop.
I'd drop him for Dobbs, but I'd probably want to hold him. Yeah. I mean, we might be talking about this receiving core completely differently if he catches that pass in week one.
There's, yeah.
And if he was healthy, that. Like he has the same type of theoretical upside as Dobbs does.
Yeah.
All right. Last one, DJ Chark, 51% rostered.
Drop.
Good week one. Nothing last 2 weeks, Joe. Drop him.
Yeah, drop him. Right. Josh Reynolds is out there catching passes now. Yeah.
Sure is.
He's been better. Yep.
Let's dig into the listener mailbag.
Let's hit our listener mailbag straight from our Discord. It's free to join. FantasyPros.com/chat. That's the place where you join. If you're a premium member, though, you get access to stages, the AMA channels, all the fun tools, including the touchdown contest, too, where somebody just won $25 at our Fantasy Pro shop, and somebody this month is going to win a Stephon Diggs jersey. So go premium, go join the Discord, get it done. Iceman, Supreme Leader of Top Gun. We have, obviously, some very important people here in our Discord. Drop Darrell Henderson for Chris Olave in the half PPR. Is that a move you're ready to make? I assume yes, Derek Brown, from your reaction there.
Oh, yeah. This is not even just like chasing the big game that he just had. I get why people are like this.
They say, look, Olave had a big game. Henderson, if something happens to Akers, I have Henderson. Like, I get where this person's coming from.
I get it.
I know where Iceman's coming from. There's a lot of pressure in Top Gun. You know, sometimes the pressure gets to you. Joe Dolan, do you want to relieve the pressure here and drop Henderson for Olave?
Oh, man, I didn't draft nearly enough Chris Olave, and this is so dumb because you know Jameis is somebody who throws a bunch of YOLO balls, and, like, they have one YOLO ball receiver on that team, and it's Chris Olave. Like, I think he had heading into week two, I haven't looked at our fantasy points data charting yet. Heading into week two, he had the most air yards in the NFL. I have to imagine that's pretty close to the top after the game he had. Yeah, I'll drop Darrell Henderson for Cam Akers ran angry on his touchdown run.
Oh, goodness gracious. Joe Dolan, I love having you around. May all your balls be YOLOs. Make sure you follow him on the Twitter machine at FG_Dolan.
I'll tell you about my YOLO balls.
Fantasy points and at SiriusXM Fantasy. Of course, we've got the waiver wire information all up at fantasypros.com right now. The waiver assistant also available in my playbook. Go check that out also to help you get all the right ads for your leagues. And don't forget about that Jalen Hurts jersey. It's not going to give away itself. FantasyPros.com/contest. That's how you get involved. Drop a nice review of the show. It's real easy to do. Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your pods. Then follow us on our social media handle, Fantasy Pros, on Instagram, TikTok, and of course on the Twitter machine. Every time you do one of those four things, you get another entry into that contest for the Jalen Hurts jersey. Thanks to our friends at Pristine Auction. And again, make sure you're moving your leagues over to Sleeper if you haven't already. Sleeper is the place to be playing. Check it out. And if you're not playing there, play there next year. It's the way to do it. I want to thank the sponsors of today's show, including NFL Sunday Ticket. Head over to NFLSundayTicket.tv today. And when you do, use that promo code FantasyPros22. Again, that's FantasyPros22 at NFLSundayTicket.tv to get 15% off your subscription. And don't forget to check out Fanimal. Head over to Fanimal.com or download the Fanimal app next time you need tickets for any event and use the promo code FANIMALPROS, that's FANIMALPROS, one word, for $25 off your first purchase. That's FANIMAL.com, promo code FANIMALPROS today. That'll do it for us, but the story of the game goes on. For Joe Dolan and D-Bro, I'm Joey P. We'll see you next time, kids. Don't drink the beer labeled beer.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/FantasyPros. Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.